Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
We chatted with this gentleman on the phone last week for a moment. It's been years since we've talked to him.
It's so cool to, we had a couple of reconnections over the past couple of days, and he's one of the crowning achievements here.
We had our intern Joe, who was with the show for years back in our formative days, and he stopped by with his daughter, which was lovely. And then we got an email out of nowhere from the guy that's here right now, and we had him on Friday. He's a former maintenance worker. Oh, he's still a maintenance worker, but we don't work in that building any longer. But our good friend Jose is here this morning in our studio. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning, Preston. Good morning, Steve, Kathy, Nick, and to everybody over here.
The gentleman with the camera right there is also named Nick.
Yeah. John, he's John, right? Good morning to everybody.
You, as I said to you, you have not aged a day since we've seen you last. You look exactly the same.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm 65 already.
Wow. Went to 66. You're what? You're 65?
Yes, I'm already.
Dude, you
already?
Oh, my God.
You look great. Thank you look great.
I'm still in life.
You're still alive. Yeah, that's you can tell when your eyes open.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's very cool. And so you have a nice, you might have lost a little bit of weight since I remember you before. Are you exercising? Are you doing anything? You work so many jobs and you work hard, but do you do any actual exercise outside of that? Do you run? Do you do Pilates? Anything like that?
First of all, I want to say thank God I have my job, and also...
Yes.
And also, my wife take care of me with the best food, good food, cooking good.
She a good cook, yeah.
So she cook and she take care of me, thank God.
What's your favorite food that she makes for you?
Now I eat vegetables and fish and chicken and every foods.
So it's
every
your diet. Foods. Okay. Your every. Diet is what has you looking so good. All right.
Yes. Exactly.
And that's Zoila, right?
Zoila, yes.
Zoila's, yes.
Her name is Zoila.
Zoila. You always called her Zoila.
Yeah.
So did I. Yeah, yeah.
Zoila.
But it's Zoila. Okay. She's very sweet. We've met her.
How are your kids doing?
They are everybody. I have four kids.
He's Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Four kids over here in this country and two in Ecuador.
Wow.
And the stepkids, everybody's okay.
Hey, do you go back to Ecuador ever?
Probably this year I'm going to make it in November.
Okay.
And December.
Do you know what I found out? I forgot what show it was, but in Ecuador, one of the sports there is women's wrestling. It's kind of a big deal. Do you ever see female wrestlers in Ecuador?
Yeah, they're practicing now that sport.
Is what, it like what, the highly theatrical
wrestling.
Type?
Wrestling.
What do they call them? What are they?
They call lucha libre.
Lucha libre.
That's it.
No, Steve, they wear like dresses and stuff.
Yeah. Really? Not like the masks that you see the other. Yeah.
It's no, wow. They're wearing like they're going to like a southern affair.
Wow.
Yeah, and they beat the crap out of each other. It's pretty wild.
Do you watch that when you get back?
I'm not watching that kind of sports. I'm watching like American football.
Oh, you're
like Eagles game, something like that.
Okay.
And also, I listen to you guys sometimes because I miss you guys.
You told the story when we were talking to Jose Preston when we got to that building over there in Conshohocken when Y100 was there. You were one of the first people we met, and every day after that, you were always smiling and always nice and had a good attitude, and we fell in love with you. So it's good to see you.
Yeah, and also Preston say. Steve, what'd you say, Jose?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We can play. Do you want to play What You Say, Jose today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and also, I have my memories over here.
He's got a memory box with him, guys.
Oh!
Can I see that? What's in it?
Okay, I'm going to.
Okay.
I'm going to open
that. That's a human finger, Preston.
My memory.
It's his collection.
He
keeps souvenirs.
Where's Nick?
Nick's not here.
He's with the show.
He was let go.
He passed away in a karaoke accident. What is this?
All right. So first, Jose has a series of pictures. Okay, and they're photocopies. We did a promotion one time with a donut company, and we tried to see how many donuts we could stack that would equal Jose's height, because Jose is like 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
So here's a picture of him with the donuts.
Oh, my God, the donuts.
We had a big rod that we got, and we slipped donuts in it, and there's like...
because the donuts, as they weight, as the weight got stronger, the bottom one started getting compressed. So we had like 80 donuts on this thing.
And look at in that picture. I think you look better now than you even in that picture. And you've always been a good-looking guy.
He has lost weight. Okay. Yeah. So here is, what is this?
That's just Spank Bank right there.
What is this?
It's just pictures of hot chicks. And
no, it's not. It's, no, there's all kinds of quotes from him and a bunch of different photos throughout. Okay, so we have a picture of Jose who's riding on the back of a, remember we told you we did a contest where we had large women. It was for the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
We did a race through our building where we had small men riding on tall women's backs. And so we have Jose riding on the woman's back and he's wearing a fireman's helmet. So there's a picture of that as well. Oh my God! There's a picture of him as Squirrelito.
Oh,
where he was. We tried to make him into a flying squirrel. We put a tarp on his back. It was a really, really, really windy day, and we tried to make him fly.
Turns out we couldn't get him airborne. We had you get. You were being pulled by the wings, but it wasn't lifting you up.
Exactly.
We tried.
Then we have a picture of him. Is this Magnus Vermagnuson?
No, that's Brock Lesnar.
Oh, is that Brock Lesnar?
I forgot we even had him on.
Wow, so it's a picture of Jose and Brock Lesnar together.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to put some of these up. If you don't mind, Jose, we put some of these up.
Yeah, for sure. And so there's a couple pictures of that. And then there's the picture of him riding on the woman's back.
Yes.
As well. So some pretty cool stuff from the memory box. I like that, Jose.
That's I keep in for the show, the morning show. And I want to tell you guys,
okay,
really, to all Americans, good Americans, thank you. First of all, thanks God. And after, I want to say all the American guys, and especially you guys, you take care of me. You guys like me. You good friends. Really, I have to say thank you, American guys. And thank you, American.
Oh,
I have anything,
man.
I want. Anything I get is from America. I want to say thank you, American, to every president, every world, everybody.
Well, you work hard.
Really,
you work really very hard.
I say thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Listen,
yeah.
Steve, Casey, Kathy, Marissa. Everybody. What's
Nick.
His name?
That's Nick as well, yeah.
Nick. Okay. Yeah. Thank you to everybody. You guys take care of me. I'm here for say to hi, everybody, and especially my friend, Dave Early.
Yes.
And,
Dave is a good friend.
Anthony Russo. He's my supervisor.
Anthony Russo.
A good guy.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good guy. And also, I want to say hi to everybody. Like I say, Corinne, she's just get married. She's a good lady, a nice lady.
Okay.
So... But not like Kathy.
Lovely Kathy.
Lovely Kathy, yes.
Yes.
Thank you to everybody.
And Dave and Jose were like, when working together there, they were at the hip. It was like Master Blaster, Steve.
Yeah.
It was like, you know.
Best of friends, good guy, always looks out for you, and you look out for him, and it's a good thing. So
thank you, Steve.
You're a good man,
wife.
Jose. Thank you, I will.
Hi, wife, Steve.
Thank you.
And Kathy, how's your husband?
He's good, thank you.
I remember you cry when you get the ring. engage.
So we were there.
Yeah, I was there. Kathy's husband proposed on air, and there was sort of money on whether there'd be a yes or no response to that. So,
yes.
But it actually went through, and they've been going strong.
Okay.
So he's money guy.
Money guy. Casey, do we have some prizes and we can play What You Say, Jose?
Yes, we do.
All right, so here's the deal. Jose is a huge music fan.
He is.
And he knows song lyrics like nobody's business from the world of rock music.
He's sort of the Clive Davis of Ecuador.
He is. Yeah. You're right. He's a rock guy of everybody.
Absolutely.
And what we're going to do is have him recite some lyrics for you. And if you can figure out what song he is reciting lyrics from, then you can win a prize. 215-263-WMMR is the number. So give us a call right now, and we'll have Jose recite some of these lyrics. And all you have to do is figure out what song he's talking about, and you can win a prize. And we have what kind of things do we have, Casey?
Well, we do have cases of beer. We got a couple of passes to the Bitch Box Sorority Party.
Ooh.
We have...
one set of STP pit tickets and a meet and greet with the band.
Whoa.
And we have two pairs of tickets to see Chevy Chase presents Caddyshack at the Borgata.
We played back that interview this morning. It was a lot of fun. Happened late on Friday.
I was on my way home on Friday after the show, and I was at a red light, and a guy pulled up next to me, and he gestured for me to roll my window down. And I rolled my window. He goes, "Dude, Chevy Chase." He's like, "Who knew?" He's like, "That was great." He loved the interview.
That's awesome.
I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. So we were happy with it, too.
Jose, We'll stop you. Okay, you just read or recite.
Casey? Don't you sort of? Do you help him along? I forget. It's been a while since we played this. All right.
No, he starts to recite the lyrics, and I'll tell you when to stop. Okay.
Okay.
And if our callers can identify the song, then they can win. It's that easy. And I don't have the answer, so we'll do this together.
Uh-huh.
I'll go to Brian. Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, anybody ever tell you guys rock?
Oh, man. Thank you, man.
We appreciate that, bud. All right, so we're going old school Preston and Steve this morning with our buddy Jose and What You Say, Jose. You ready to hear the lyrics?
I'm ready.
All right, Jose, go ahead.
She grew up in the Indiana town, had a good-looking mama who never was around, but she grew up the tall, and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on them Indiana nights.
Okay. Let me see if you know what that is, Brian.
Oh, well.
I know it.
He did a good job. Jose did a good job.
He did, yeah.
Ah, jeez. Ball with a ball, Kid Rock.
No, not ball with a ball from Kid Rock. Sorry, bud. We'll try that same one again. We'll go with Harry this time, unless Harry knows what it is. Hey, Harry, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Harry, did you hear Jose, or does he need to recite those lyrics again?
I did hear it, and I do not have a clue.
Really? Oh, I thought he did an excellent job. Right, well, you just may not know the song. It's possible.
Appreciate it, Harry. Let me try. Let's go to Dawn and see if she might know. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Hi. Dawn, do you need to hear the lyrics again from Jose, or did you hear those?
I need to hear them again.
Okay. Jose, if you would, please.
She grew up in the Indiana town and a good-looking mama who never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on the Indiana nights.
Okay. Dawn, you know what song that is?
And I wanted the bitch box.
All right, we'll do three callers per song. What do you say about that?
Yeah,
it's Mary Jane's Last Dance. Or I would have even accepted Last Dance with Mary Jane. But, she grew up tall and she grew up right with the Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
And you did a damn good job on that, Jose, with the pacing.
All right, next, let's do a new one. All right, we'll try to we'll wipe the slate clean. And this time we will go to Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good. We are playing an old school Preston and Steve game. What you say, Jose? You ready to try it?
Yes, sir. Jose, how you doing? It's Robert from MSA.
Oh, Robert. How you doing? How are you, buddy?
Doing all right. Just wanted to tell you guys, Gadzooks.
Oh, that's cool. Yes. Thanks. All right. You ready, Jose?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I am a man of wealthy and tasty. I've been around for a long years, stole many a man so to waste.
Okay.
Damn good.
That is good.
Damn good.
All right, Robert?
Is that the Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil?
You got it!
Robert. He's a rock man.
He's a rock guy.
Jose knows him.
Yeah. He is a rock guy. Wow. All right, Robert, here's what we got for you, Case.
Wow, man. Just because you are a rock man, I am going to give you a pair of tickets to see Chevy Chase presents Caddyshack on September 28th at 8 p.m. at the Borgata Events Center. All the information is at theborgata.com.
All right. Congratulations, Robert.
I'm going to recut this with Jose's read.
That was a good one, Jose.
Really good.
Nice work.
Well, Jose's a rock guy.
He is of everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to next. We're going to go to Angela. Hi, Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angela. We are playing What You Say, Jose.
My daughter is so bummed she had just got out of the car to go to school. She wanted to say good morning.
Oh, man. What's her name?
Aubrey.
Aubrey? Well, okay. If she hears this on the podcast, how are you, Aubrey?
We'll give her our love. All right, so here we go, Debbie. A new song from Jose. You ready?
Ready.
All right, Jose, go ahead. Oh, wait, let me see. Hang on, he's handing me something. Yeah, we're done with this.
All right. Right. Like good man.
Okay. Yep.
What's with this honeys? This design, my girl. Who do they are good? What did we ever do this guys that made it so violent?
No one's ever going to get this.
No?
I know it.
You do?
The very first line again.
I thought he did it. Yes. Yeah. This is a little more problematic, but that first line was pretty good.
Can you do the first line again?
Yeah, do that again, Jose, please.
What is with this... Honeys, design my girl. Why do they got front? What did we ever to do these guys that made them so violent?
Okay. Debbie, what do you think?
It's Angela, but...
Oh, Angela.
Angela?
What does it say, Debbie?
It's Debbie Angela.
Okay, Debbie Angela. Okay.
Angela is short for Debbie.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
going to
go with, I don't know.
Mm. Oh, all right. Sorry, Debbie Angela. Okay. Thank you, though. We'll see you later.
Debbie Angela.
Let me go to another caller.
Do you like to be called Angela for short?
Let me go to Craig. Hey, Craig.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thank you, man. All right, Craig, do you need to hear that again from Jose?
No, I'm good.
What is it?
That's Buddy Holly.
Oh, my God. I never, ever would have gotten that.
Without that first sentence, that would have been an issue, but that I got it immediately on the first sentence.
All right, Craig, you're a winner. What do we have for him, Case?
For you, Craig, we got a case of Yards Loyal Lager. Crisp, clean, and refreshing. It's Philly's hometown lager since 1994. Yards has been loyal to Philly, and Philly has been loyal to Yards, so they brewed a beer to say thank you. Pick up Yards Loyal Lager wherever Yards beers are sold, including Ray Street Cafe in Old City.
All right, Craig, hang on. We'll set you up. We got a few more to go. We got some prizes to give away. So I will go next to, let's go to Jay. Hi there, Jay.
Hey, you guys rock.
Right, thanks, man. All right, Jay, our old friend Jose from way back in the day when we worked in Conshohocken at Y100, our maintenance worker. We used to play a game. He was on our show all the time.
Nicest guy you'll ever meet.
And so we do this game called What You Say, Jose, and all you have to do is decipher the lyric that he recites to you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You have to tell us what song this comes from, okay, Jose? Yeah, the top one there. Yep. This is just one line, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure.
Okay. Is this really life? Is this just a...
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes! Yes! He didn't even need anything more than is this real life?
I think we're seeing the birth of Jose Mercury.
Man. All right, Jay, you're a winner. And Casey, what are we going
to
give Jay?
We only had one of these, Jay, so congratulations. You got a pair of tickets to Party in the Pit with Pierre for Stone Temple Pilots and Rival Sons concert. It's on Thursday at the Met. Plus, meet and greet passes for STP. Tickets are on sale now, including the $19.33 Party Pit special offer while supplies last. All the details are at WMMR.com.
Congratulations, Jay.
Jose, do you like the band? Do you like the band Queen?
I don't know what's that.
That's
this
music
is the song
right
that's
now.
Playing right here.
Anywhere the wind blows doesn't really matter.
That's good.
Yeah, okay. So it's pretty good.
It's all right.
It's all right.
By the way, Jose in our studio right now is on our Facebook Live. We have video streaming live.
Awesome. Yeah.
If you would like to take a look at Jose and what we're doing here in the studio. All right, let me go over next to Robert. Hey, Robert.
Hello.
Hello. All right, Robert, we're playing What You Say, Jose. You all set?
Yeah.
All right, let's try this out. Jose, the number two. Here we go.
She was a fast machine. She keep her... more clean. She was.
Stop.
Okay.
AC/DC shook you all night long.
There it is.
Don't tell me. Jose doesn't know his stuff.
He's a rock guy. Yes. All right, Robert, hang on a second. We got a prize for you.
We got a Casey Yards Loyal Lager. Crisp, clean, and refreshing. It's Philly's hometown lager since 1994. Yards has been loyal to Philly, and Philly has been loyal to Yards, so they brewed a beer to say thank you. Pick up Yards Local Lager wherever Yards beers are sold, including the beer outlet in Franklin Mills.
All right. I have an idea here, Preston, at some point just for later.
Yes.
Nick Murphy has enough of a video genius to do this. Replace from the Bohemian Rhapsody, the final scene at Live Aid.
Yeah. With Jose.
Jose in the T-shirt.
Do a deep fake of Jose.
A deep fake with Jose.
Thank you.
Wouldn't that be great?
I love it. And for those of you who want to see the best smile in the world,
yeah.
you need to watch the video of us on Facebook Live because Jose is permanently smiling all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Let's see. I don't know how many more we have to go, but we're going to try. This is Debbie. Debbie, can we call you Angela, by the way?
Why not?
She says. All right, Debbie, you ready to play What You Say, Jose?
I am.
All right, let's go ahead. Jose, please get the next one.
How come old flat top? He comes growing up surely. He is got you to early balls.
There you go. What? I know it. I got it. Yep.
Debbie, any idea?
Can you say it one more time?
One more time,
please. Okay. How come old fast flat top? He comes growing up surely. He is got you two ale balls.
Come together.
Yes,
of course.
Come together from the Beatles.
You know, because he nailed flat top.
Yeah. And he's got JoJo Ilabase.
Yes,
as well. So that was perfect. Debbie, here's what we have for you.
Got a pair of tickets to see Chevy Chase Presents Caddyshack on September 28th. You can see him with your own Ilabase at 8 p.m. at the Borgata Event Center. Information at theborgata.com.
By the way, we have every confidence that we're Jose hosting a show in Ecuador, and we were doing the same thing, trying to sing.
Oh, my God.
He would be,
kidding me?
Be very difficult.
Of course.
So we give him massive kudos for this.
Yep. All right. And let's just do one more, if you guys don't mind, because we got to get ready for our Money Shark contest.
Yes.
Coming up in a little while. So I'm going to go to Shannon, and we'll let her try it out. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
All right, Shannon, we have our good buddy Jose on, and he's a rock guy, and he knows rock music. He is going to recite a lyric for you. If you can identify it, you win a prize. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right, Jose?
Oh, I think so. I think so. She's ready.
All right. You got a good feeling about it, Jose. All right, here we go.
At home drawing pictures of mountain tops with him on the top, lemon yellow, sun arms rises in a B. Dead lay in a land pools and a maroon balloon.
Okay, that ought to be enough right there. Shannon?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Again, it occurs in the first few words, and I got it immediately.
All right, let's go next to Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Do you need to hear that again?
Can you do it one more time?
Sure. All right, Jose.
It's good. At home, drawing picture of the mountain tops with him on the top, lemon yellow. Sun arms rises in an AV. Dead lay in and pools of maroon balloon.
Okay. Deadly. All right. Any idea?
You know, I know the song, but I'm coming up completely blank on the name. As soon as I'm off the phone, I'll think of it.
I'm sure you will. All right, sorry. We're going to do one more caller, and then we will have to wrap it up. So I'm going to go to Valerie. Hey, Valerie.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. Valerie, do you need to hear those lyrics again?
One more time, please.
Jose?
At home, driving, picture of the mountain tops with him on the top, lemon yellow, sun arms raised in a AV that lay in pools and maroon balloon deadly did it. Give.
Okay. That's fair enough. All right, Valerie?
I can't understand him.
Oh,
but what'd you say? Were you pants?
Listen, here's the deal. In the first few words, it's one of the most iconic openings of a rock song ever.
Yeah. We all understand him.
Yeah, it's Jeremy, by the way. That's not Jeremy. Sorry. That's Jeremy. Yeah. Drawing pictures of mountaintops with him on top, lemon yellow sun.
And Jose was doing the Eddie Vedder face.
Yeah. Arms raised in a B.
And the dead lay in pools of maroon below. Jose, you did an excellent job today.
Yeah! Thank you.
Wonderful job. We gave away a bunch of great prizes, and we had some fun. And it's just the best to see you. That's the most important thing. And like I said, you have not aged a day. We haven't seen you in years. And did Casey show you the cardboard cutout that we have of you in the office?
No, not yet.
Oh, you got to see it.
We got to get a new, actually take a new picture if we can.
We could.
We should take a side-by-side.
Yes, we'll definitely do a side-by-side picture because Jose has been we see him every day when we come here. We have this life-size cardboard cutout of him.
We miss him that much.
It just makes your day when you see him. So.
Yeah.
Hey, give Dave our best and your family and everything. And we're so glad you had some time to come by here this morning.
Preston, Steve, Casey, everybody, appreciate that. I'm going to give to my friends, and especially my wife. And also, my wife's boss, I think, is Janine Pagano. She's listening to the radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the coffee boys. Everybody listens to the radio. And also, another day I listen, they listen to you, and that's... taking the furniture stuff, all the furniture from the building, they listen to you guys.
The furniture delivery people.
Furniture delivery people.
Okay, wow.
This I say, you guys rock guy, and he said, I'm the heavy rock guy. I'm the heavy metal.
Steve, you know, I just thought of while Jose was talking. Do you remember one time? Somebody, Jose took somebody's French fry, and the guy goes, are you crazy?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I had that.
I like to eat the French fries at that time. I said, can I have a piece? He said, are you crazy?
I mean, the guy had a breakdown just because you took one French fry.
Uh-huh. You know, we had a clip of him saying, "Are you crazy?"
Yeah, he don't want to share with me the French fries.
Oh my god!
No, you would share all your French fries.
I think the last time we saw you, you were in here to drink breast milk. Was that the last
time
I got it?
Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Are you crazy?
Chuck's wife's breast milk.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
I want to grow up a little bit more with the breast milk.
What do they call it? White beer?
Yeah. White beer.
White beer, right?
No, white wine.
White wine.
All right. Thank you, Jose. Great to see you, buddy. Thanks for being here.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you, you guys. Yeah. I appreciate you. Take care of me.
You'll come back again, Jose, right?
Yes, I will. As soon as you guys want me, give me a call.
Awesome.
All right, you got it.
Let's hear it for Jose, guys. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.